and welcome to the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. Please join me as I share the body, mind and soul approach that helped me to lose over 150 pounds of weight after over 30 years of countless failed dieting, starting from age 9. I am a qualified nutritional therapist, low-carb expert, stress management consultant, sleep, mindset, psychology of weight loss, holistic fertility, fasting, and coaching. I'm also a writer, blogger, and in a previous life, I practiced as a qualified lawyer. Let's do this! Hello, and welcome to episode 56 of the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. At the time of this recording in January 2024, it is a new year and people are talking about the detox diet and stuff like that. They want to detox from their foods and their drinks. But my question is that diet isn't the only thing we need to detoxify from. And today I would like to talk about 10 holistic ways of clearing out all the various toxic junks that clutter our lives and bring us down, not just food and drinks, all the ways that we can remove these toxic things for better physical and mental health. In today's fast-paced world, it's very easy to surround ourselves with all sorts of toxic elements. From unhealthy food choices to the constant barrage of negativity in our social media feeds, the company we keep that drag us down with their negativity, bearing grudges, anger, sadness, and all sorts of things in order to protect and encourage our physical and emotional well-being. So today I want to explore 10 ways of cutting out toxic things from our lives. And number one, our diet. Food is king and food is medicine. And if you're trying to lose weight or maintain your weight loss, like I've said on so many episodes of the podcast, the food we eat makes up about 90% of whether we lose or gain weight. And our relationship with food plays a crucial role in our physical and our mental health. And I truly believe that eating well can help with the majority of the illnesses we struggle with today. So how can we cut out the toxic elements from our diet? It is very important to prioritize nutrient-dense food, whole foods, incorporate a variety of vegetables, especially those dark green vegetables like asparagus, broccoli, spinach, good animal proteins like steak, beef, sardines, eggs, liver, salmon, mackerel, all sorts of seafood, and all the good stuff. It's also very important to ditch industrialized oils and fats like margarine, seed oils, canola oil, vegetable oils, groundnut oils, sunflower oils, and replace this with things like extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, avocado oil, animal fats like butter and ghee, lard, bacon grease, dog fat, goose fat, and ditch the grains, ditch the sugars, ditch the flours, ditch all the processed food and all the chemicals in our foods, many of which we don't even know what they mean. And in a future episode, we should talk about these seed oils that I keep referring to, and we'll talk about the harmful effects of seed oils and other industrialized crap that have made their way into our foods and make us fat and sick. And number two, detox from social media and other media. Oh boy. While social media is obviously a good thing, it can also be a bad thing. Social media connects us with other people and it's also a breeding ground for toxicity. Clearing our negativity online involves curating our digital space, unfollow and mute all those accounts that contribute to negativity or comparison or people fighting online and people trolling and all those horrible things, and set boundaries on the screen time to avoid the harmful effects of excessive social media use. Also, engage in positive online communities that foster support, happiness, encouragement, sisterhood, brotherhood, and those accounts that make you feel happy and good about yourself. It is also important to listen to the news. I get this. We need to know what's going on in the world. We need to connect with other people, and we need to connect with the news, and we need to know all the things going on in not just our countries, but also in our world. However, my goodness, watching depressing news over and over and over and over again is just not that good for our mental health. The same goes from watching depressing dramas. I get this, but feeding on all that negativity is just not the best way to use your time, and it's not the best thing for your mental health. So again, we need to detox from some of this negativity and sad stories rather than constantly feeding on them. Number three, detox from anger, bearing grudges, and cultivate forgiveness. Anger is a natural emotion, of course it is, but it can also have a toxic effect and can be detrimental to our health if we allow ourselves to become so very consumed by anger. The same goes with bearing grudges. And these can be linked with forgiveness, and we talked about forgiveness in episode 44. And if you haven't listened to that episode, please do so, as it is very important. We can try and manage our anger or bearing grudges by practicing mindfulness techniques, such as just taking time to do some deep breathing or taking some time to do some meditation. These can also help us to just regulate our emotions a little bit more. It is also important to know your triggers. And if you know something is always going to be triggering you into anger or grudges, try and work and find constructive ways to avoid those triggers. And of course, rather than holding everything inside of you and then perhaps exploding on something that is not even that important, anger is better out than being held in, and finding ways to express that anger and perhaps talk about it. Anger can also be managed in various ways, such as doing things like exercising. And I always tell the story about when I was working with probably the most horrendous boss ever. And I used to do personal training at the time. I had a personal trainer. I wasn't a personal trainer. And I was working in law, and I had the most horrendous boss. And I used to do a lot of box exercising with my personal trainer. I had never been so fit in my entire life. All this anger on this man, I would take on those punches. Hey, you've got to do what you've got to do. I got very fit with boxing, and I would imagine his horrible face on those boxes or whatever you call them, the big thing you box on. And also boxing with my personal trainer at the time, I got really, really fit. And that was my way of kind of letting go and then going back and carrying on with life and having to deal with this horrendous man. Anyway, enough about me. But release the anger however you are, through exercising, through communication. I know there's some times when you can't communicate your anger. I couldn't go to this guy and say, "You're such a horrendous guy and I absolutely dislike you. You know nothing. You're horrible at your job." I couldn't tell him all those things that I probably should. Well, I would have gotten the sack if I had done so. So, but in our personal life, communicate and try and find solutions to those anger issues. It's also important to recognize if the anger management is getting out of hand. And if this is becoming a big problem, perhaps it's time to seek professional help. And you can have professionals who can help with things like therapy and will help you to learn valuable tools for managing anger in a healthy manner. Number four, detox from sadness. Sadness is another emotion that can contribute to toxicity in our lives if left unaddressed. and can not only suck up all the joy from life, but may even leave us vulnerable to illnesses by undermining our immune system. For sure, we all have times when we face difficulties that may result in sad periods, and it is very important to acknowledge and express your feelings rather than suppressing them. It is also important to sometimes to ride out the blues and come out from the other side without letting the blues entirely consume us. And if you're struggling, reach out to trusted friends or families, or even your church members or someone who you know can help out. Engage in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. And in my own life, I find that cultivating gratitude and journaling about things I'm grateful for, or listening to my special gratitude meditation in episode 14, can help to lift me up when I'm feeling very sad. And if you find the sadness persisting, perhaps be proactive in seeking professional help towards understanding and managing the underlying causes of your sadness. And if you're currently going through a sad period, I wish you light and I'm sending you healing thoughts. Number 4, detox the company you keep. It is important to think about the company we keep. If you're looking to achieve wellness and avoid these toxic things in our lives, it might be time to detoxify from that toxic person that will always drag you down with their negativity, or that person that makes you feel bad about yourself, but who's always criticizing you, always nagging you, always putting you down. And if you're spending time with someone who spends all their time gossiping and talking crap about other people, being very unkind about other people, be sure to know that they will be talking crap about you with others too. And the fact that you were friends 20 years ago or 30 years ago in school does not mean that you must be friends forever. Seriously, friendship is not a life sentence without parole. Set yourself free from that toxic person. They are no longer your kind of person. You've moved on. Perhaps when you were teenagers in school, you were the same kind of people and you vibed. Now they're not your kind of person. Set yourself free from them. You don't have to continue being friends with somebody who is so toxic just because you were friends in school. So, number 6, detox from worries and the need to be in control and surrender to higher powers. Sometimes we're so caught up in our own troubles and worrying about these things, and we find ourselves so worked up. Do the things in your power. Sort them out one by one. But if there are issues that are not within your power, worrying about them from day to day, from morning to night, will not make any difference whatsoever to the outcome. The only thing you're going to do is make yourself ill and sick from all the worries. I very much appreciate that there are people listening to me right now who are not at all religious and who do not believe in God, and that's perfectly all right. I just want to share something that applies to me and has been very helpful in my own life. So when you've got problems that are not within your power, the solutions are not within your power, and you're just riding out the time until you find out the outcome or the solution to the problem. In my own life, I get a lot of comfort from praying. Surrender your worries and have more trust in God, the universe, yourself, or whatever you believe in. And if you have no belief system whatsoever, perhaps this might be an area for work and for growth. And in the last few months, whilst going through some issues in my life that I have absolutely no control over, I find myself constantly reflecting on the words of 2 Christian songs. And if you're not religious, you may still find them comforting as just nice words by replacing Jesus and God with whatever gives you comfort. And one of the songs says, "All to Jesus I surrender. All to thee I freely give. I surrender all, I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Saviour, I surrender all." This joy gives me so much comfort. The other song that has been very, very helpful to me this season is a song called "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." And it goes something like, "What a friend we have in Jesus. all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. If you're going through some difficult stuff right now and really worried about the outcome, I wish you all the very best of luck. And I wish you peace as you try to navigate the time until you find the outcome to that problem. So, number 7, detox from pessimism. Oh my goodness. Change some of the doom and gloom and the I can't to yes, I can. Have more hope. Actively cultivate positivity and gratitude and watch as your wellness and your life transform for the better. So if you find yourself doing this, always pessimistic about everything in life, this sucks and that sucks and this sucks, or you find yourself hanging out with somebody who is always pessimistic, always negative, it might be time to detox a little bit from all that pessimism. Okay, number 8. This is kind of linked with number 7. Detox from complaining. Okay, I'm British, and the British were known to mourn for England. I mean, if there's an Olympic game in mourning, we win gold all the time. If it's raining, we're mourning about the weather. Oh, it's raining. If it's cold, we're mourning about the weather. Oh, it's cold. If it's sunny, we're mourning about the weather. Oh, it's too hot. If it's windy, we're mourning about. So we're mourning, we're complaining, we're mourning, we're complaining. But okay, some of it is in good form. It's not, you know, we're not constantly. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is I get that. Times are tough, but my goodness, enough of the complaining, enough of the mourning, enough of the whinging. Again, have some gratitude and appreciation of the simple things in life that are good in your life and dial down on the complaining. Get a book. Get your journal and start writing all the things that are good and start writing all the things you're grateful for. Even the little things, like right now you have a roof over your head when there are people outside in the cold. It's really cold right now in the UK. Outside in the cold, sleeping in the cold, who are homeless, who have no home, who don't even have clothes and shoes. There are people struggling. So let's just be grateful for the simple things. And detox from always complaining. Number 9, detox from hurtful words, giving and receiving. Learn to walk away from people that hurt you and also hurting others. We're constantly saying be kind, be kind, be kind. It costs absolutely nothing to be kind. But we need to be kind to others, but we also need to demand kindness for ourselves. If someone isn't kind to you, it might be time to examine that association. And if you feel yourself about to answer back with unkind words, count to 10 before responding. And if this is a text message or an email, instead of furiously typing out that unkind and angry response in response to having received one, walk away and respond when you've had time to reflect and when you're less angry. This also applies to those keyboard warriors and those people that forget that the strangers on the internet that they're abusing are real people with real feelings. And if you have nothing positive or constructive to say in a post, simply walk away. It's not compulsory to respond to every single post online that you don't agree with. Come on. It's nothing. You know, get a life. You don't have to respond to everybody that says something you don't agree with on the internet. It's not compulsory. You don't have to respond in kind. You don't have to furiously type away and just pick up fights and fight. Oh, what is more pointless than seeing grown people arguing online? It's just so ridiculous. Walk away. Let them say whatever they want to say. You don't have to respond and argue with them. I think sometimes having social media have made some of us to forget our ages. I mean, think about it. When you were a teenager, if your aged about 40, 50, 60, you didn't see your parents arguing about pointless things. But now, because we all have access to social media, Facebook, Instagram, people that age, 40s, 50s, 60s, they're arguing about pointless things online. They're behaving like children. You know, they're writing all those things and forgetting that, come on, act your age. Don't be such a, oh, it's really very silly. Let's think about it. Rationally, it's very silly to be having arguments with strangers you don't even know, people online that you're never going to meet, people you don't know because they said something online, and you want to have back and forth and back and forth and back and forth arguments over pointless things. Come on, we can do better. Detox from all that rudeness. And number 10, this is definitely something we all need to cultivate more and not detox from. And perhaps cultivating more of this number 10 will help us in detoxing or detoxifying all the other things we need to detox from. So let's cultivate more positive habits. And in addition to eliminating the toxic elements we have discussed on this podcast, it's crucial to cultivate positive habits. Positive habits like regular exercising, adequate sleep, drinking our water, getting some sunshine, even when it's rainy and grey like it has been in London. Oh, we've just had the most horrendous storm. Oh, but hopefully the end of this week will be better. Get some vitamin D. Practice gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Contribute to all those lovely things that help our overall well-being. Spark joy. Do something nice for somebody who is not expecting you to do something nice for them. Be part of the solution. Don't be the part of the problem. Establish a routine that prioritizes self-care and allows us to build resilience against life's challenges. Clearing out all these toxic elements from our lives is a continuous journey, and it requires us to be making mindful choices and to be self-aware of what's going on by addressing our diet, our social media use, our emotional well-being, by continuing to create a more positive and balanced lifestyle, embracing healthier choices and habits, and letting go of toxic influences, and ensuring a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life, and also ensuring better physical and mental health and well-being. So, on that positive note, that is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great week, and I hope to see you next time on the next episode of the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. Take care and bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. If you like this podcast, please do me a huge favor and like, subscribe, share with your family and friends, and please review this podcast so that other people can find us. Please see our show notes for any links referred to in the episode. If you wish to connect with me on social, my Instagram is Bell's Low Carb World. That is BELLES Low Carb WORLD. I hope you join me next week for the next episode of the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. Have a fantastic week, and thank you. This podcast is for informational purposes only. This podcast does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Thank you.